Luke Garrity here, along with Tim Kramer, part of the Symmetric Tour, Director of Business Operations on the Symmetric Tour. You're bringing the event back up here for a seventh time to the Island Resort and Casino for the Island Resort and Casino Championship. What's it like? How's the event gone in years past here?
This event, it's funny because you go after being an event for 6 years, you think year after year after year after year, it's going to get a little bit better and better. This was great from the start and has continued to be at that level on our tour for the last 6 years. So our first year here, I mean, they just blew the doors off of, you know, our typical Symmetra Tour event. And, you know, every year hereafter since then, I mean, the event's just been phenomenal. I mean, it's a great event. Our players love coming here. Our staff love coming here. You know, it's just been, it's a great week. It's a great week in our schedule.
And this event is part of the Potawatomi Cup?
Correct.
Can you take us through what that is?
Yeah, so we have four Potawatomi groups that sponsor events. Our first event will be in South Bend, Indiana. Then we come here, and then we go to Fire Keepers, which is over in Michigan. Then we conclude with the Potawatomi Hotel and Casino Championship in Milwaukee. So those four events, what we've done is created a bonus pool whereby each week players are competing not only for the purse of that event, but a smaller purse within the event that's sponsored by the Potawatomi Cup. So players will not only, you know, earn money for their finish here, but they'll also earn money based upon their status point standing throughout the year in the Potawatomi Cup. So at the end of the year in Milwaukee, we'll award the not only the tournament trophy, but we'll award a Potawatomi Cup champion based on the player who's accumulated the most points over those four events they've competed in. And plus, they get a nice little bonus check. So
That's really interesting.
It's cool. It's a way to kind of create an event within an event. And those four events have been so great to the Symmetra Tour, and really kind of started with these guys up here and the support that they've given the tour, and the pressure they've applied to their counterparts in other parts of the country have brought on, you know, some additional events for us. So
do you find that it maybe creates a little more buzz when you have the event within the event, like some more hype around
it? Does I mean it's certainly more confined to the events. You know, it's not something necessarily that picks up a lot of traction in the national media, but locally, you know, and the players know about it. The players, the first year we did it, they were like, "Well, what is this? I don't even know what this is." But now, you know, after you award that first bonus check, you know, players start to pay more attention to what their friend just got based upon playing in those four events. So the players now know about it. So they're starting to talk about it. So, you know, for us, it's kind of cool. It's kind of a cool event, and a cool way for us to recognize the support of the Potawatomi groups.
How has the early 2017 season gone so far on the Symmetric Tour?
You know, it's been probably, you know, I've been with the tour for 4.5 years, and it's probably been one of our most competitive starts to the season. We've already played, I think, 8 events, and we've not had a repeat winner yet. The number one on our money list right now hasn't won an event, which is strange. She's played well in every single event. Top five in every event, so she's now sits atop our money list, which, you know, last year at this time, if you hadn't won an event, and in some cases if you hadn't won 2 events, you weren't in the top five. And for her to be number one on the money list without winning, I think is kind of cool. We don't have a, you know, we have 10 different countries represented in our top 10. So the international flavor of our tour is really, you know, kind of rising to the top right now. So it's, you know, as I was telling somebody, you know, when we come here in June, you know, there may not be a repeat winner yet. We've increased the purse of this event from 125 to 150,000. So it's one of the top purses on tour. So, you know, this event was already important to the players. But I think by adding that purse, by the way the season started with no repeat winners, and I think there's going to be a lot of importance put on this week when those 144 players come into town. So it should be exciting.
From 99 to 2002, Yeah, the Symmetric Tour offered 3 exemptions right. to the LPGA right. Tour. You're now up to 10
right.
exemptions.
Yep.
Can you just kind of discuss that and the growth of the tour?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when I started, my point of reference being 4.5 years ago, mm-hmm. We had 15 events on our tour. 15 events that all of them featured a $100,000 purse or $125,000 at the most. Now we're up to 22 events on our schedule. The average purse is $130,000. So things have changed a lot. And then, we went from 3 cards to 10 cards. So the top 10 players on the money list at the end of the year earn full status onto the LPGA. And what's cool is we're seeing players that graduated last year starting to have some early success on the LPGA Tour. So Nelly Korda, who finished top 10 on our money list last year, her sister Jessica plays on the LPGA Tour. She's now 45th on the money list right now. So, she's playing she's playing consistently well, which is what we want to see our players get out onto the LPGA Tour and play consistently well. Jackie Stoedeling, who's played on our tour, graduated last year. She finished top 10 at the Kia, at the beginning of the year. So we've had some players that have had some success out there. Laura Gonzalez-Escalon, who finished top 10 last year, actually made the cut at the Evian Masters last year. She's playing well this year. So we're seeing our players start to really compete up at the LPGA level, and that's for us, that's exciting because it validates everything that we're doing here on the Symmetra Tour.
Absolutely.
So
Tim Kramer, thank you so much for sitting down with us.
No problem.